A Sydney woman was up at the crack of dawn earlier this week to be the first in line to get tickets for one of Cape Breton's best-known festivals. But it's not the first time Tanya Collins wanted the best seats in the house for the Celtic Colors International Festival. It's been her tradition since the event started 29 years ago. Collins arrived at the box office more than 4 hours before it opened at the Elderwig Arts Centre in Sydney to get tickets for her and her husband.
So it's an early morning, but it's worth it. Because, like I say, it's so much easier for them just to set everything is set up here. Usually home, something will happen to the computer. So
Collins tells Coast Radio it's worth getting up so early because the festival features some of her favorite performers and she doesn't want to miss out on their shows.
Oh, it's excellent. A lot of locals that we don't normally get to see and a few familiar faces from away. But it's always, always, always fantastic. Yeah, never been to a bad show yet.
Colin says it's also a social event where she meets other fans from near and far.
United States, Australia, Europe. It's quite phenomenal how far this stretches out and the people that come here. It's great and it's lovely to meet them.
The festival's acting artistic director, Joella Folds, applauds Collins for her passion and says she's become known as one of the event's most loyal fans.
She's always the first of the list. She sits outside in her truck and waits until somebody can let her in. I think it's wonderful to have people be able to come and buy their tickets in person. They're having so much fun. You know, I think it's really showing there's a lot of excitement about this year's festival.
The Celtic Colors International Festival features headliners Barry McNeills, J.P. Cormier, and Jimmy Rankin, among others. The festival gets underway on October 9th. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.